Good day, I'm Andrew A. James Solyes with GIS Media News for Friday, March 17. Coming up, British High Commission donates $8 million to Office of the Children's Advocate, Department of Correctional Services to expand rehabilitation program, and JCF reiterates call for responsible social media use. The details after the break.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The work of the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, is to be bolstered following an $8 million pledge from the British High Commission. The donation, to be made by British High Commissioner to Jamaica, David Fitton, will aid the OCA in its public outreach and education campaign. A release from the agency said the partnership would add more visibility to the role of the Children's Advocate and the office, which acts as the overarching protector of rights for all children in Jamaica. In the meantime, the British High Commission has also joined a commission of parliament led by children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison in direct response to the various incidents of violence against children, particularly since the start of the year. The interventions will take the form of school workshops and community visits centered on informing citizens of children's rights. The Department of Correctional Services, DCS, has received funding support of $2.5 million to expand its rehabilitation program. The New Path Project initiative was implemented at the South Camp Correctional Center in collaboration with the Organization of American States nonprofit agency Trust for the Americas. The project is in its second phase and promotes productive alternatives for juvenile remandees and offenders. It offers and facilitates weekly counseling, the implementation of educational and vocational training, conflict resolution programs, as well as the opportunity for apprenticeship and internship.
It's not a one-time intervention. They have persons assigned to them that assist with their transition and with their development.
Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. The project will be extended to two additional facilities, the Hilltop and Rio Cobre Juvenile Correctional Centers. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is reminding members of the public that selection to the Overseas Employment Farm Work Program to United States and Canada is free. Persons seeking to access the Farm Work Program should not pay monies to anyone for selection or placement. The ministry says it has received reports of unscrupulous persons purporting to be agents of the ministry collecting monies from members of the public for selection or placement. The only fees payable are for U.S. visas or Canadian work permits, biometric and medical processing, and these fees are paid only on advice from the ministry after the selection process is completed. Persons who have been approached and offered placement in the ministry's overseas employment program in exchange for a fee are advised to call the police. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is reiterating its call for members of the public to use social media responsibly and within the boundaries of the law. The security forces say they have grown increasingly concerned with child pornography, images of corpses, videos of domestic violence, public mischief, and false news being circulated on social media. The JCF says while it notes the role of social media in disseminating information, persons have a responsibility to use it lawfully. The constabulary notes there are several pieces of legislation which protect persons against the misuse and or abuse by individuals who use social media. They include cyber crimes, obscene publications, and the Offenses Against the Person Acts. The JCF is warning that misuse of social media could be dangerous and lead to distress as well as breaches of the law. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.